In Luke chapter 1, we have the story of the birth of John the Baptist. We also see that Mary has traveled to see her relative Elizabeth. And as soon as she enters into the house, Elizabeth starts praising God. The Bible says she's filled with the Holy Ghost. And she starts praising the Lord. She says, "How is it that the mother of my Lord has come unto me?" Mary had just found out she's expecting. And yet, Jesus Christ, Messiah, is within her. And Elizabeth, filled with the Spirit of God, knows it. And she praises God, the Bible says, with a loud voice. The Bible goes on to tell us in verse 1 that Mary, chapter 1, that Mary will stay with Elizabeth for 3 months, and then she will go back to where she was. John the Baptist is going to be born, Zacharias, his father. The Bible tells us is filled with the Holy Spirit of God. They're trying to decide how to name the son. Some would say we ought to name him Zacharias, but after Zacharias calls for something to write on, he writes down his name shall be called John. And he's filled with the Spirit of God and begins to prophesy. And he says in verses 78 and 79, "Through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the ways of peace." The day spring is the source of light. God has sent light to the world. He says to give light to those who sit in darkness. Well, that was the case of the whole world. It was before Jesus Christ came that day in Bethlehem. It was dark spiritually. It was dark politically. It was a time of very little hope. The Jews were a religious people, but they were already broken into two factions. The Pharisees, that went through empty ritual, just form and fashion, no power, no love for God in it, just going through the motions. The Sadducees had given up long since. They had not followed the law. They gave up belief in the miraculous, in angels, in life after death. They just felt like this was all there was. It was a world of confusion for the Jews. They had no direction. They felt like somehow they were a people of God, but what has come of it? And now Zacharias prophesies. A light has come. We will not see that light born until Luke chapter 2. But already the light is in the womb of Mary, the mother of our Savior. What a blessing it will be when just in a few months the shepherds will hear the announcement of his birth, keeping watch over their sheep by night. They will come and bow in the presence of the babe of Bethlehem. And they will worship the Savior. And with great joy, they will run back from the place, telling everyone they can about what they experienced. It will be there that Mary will ponder all these things in her heart, not knowing all the greatness that came to her. She knows what the angel Gabriel has told her. She doesn't know all the significance of it. but she will. For the rest of us, we are here on the other side of the planet from where that first Bethlehem birth was given of the Savior, our Savior Jesus Christ. God becoming flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. But God did not come just to be born in a manger. He came to be born in the hearts of men. It wasn't so much light to the world, but light to the people of the world. And in every person, he wanted to have that personal relationship with them. And he does that when we place our faith in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. For those of us who are gathered together this evening, Christmas is more than giving and receiving gifts. It is reminding ourselves of the great gift that God already gave. And then we think of that time when we first received that gift. I, as a 9-year-old boy, trusted Christ as my Savior. The greatest gift I've ever received in life. And ever since that day, there's been a light that's been given by God. There's been a lot of times I didn't know where to turn, and I didn't have answers for every problem. But the Lord guides and leads and loves his children. What a testimony. I can stand here tonight and talk about the goodness of God in one single life. I'm sure your life is the same. As a believer, God has led you. God has guided you. And today, as you go home and get with your family on this Christmas Eve, you know that the joy of your home has come because a Savior came to earth so many years ago, and your home has found the faith of Jesus Christ. What a blessing. We'll open gifts. We'll have wrapping paper torn apart all over. But the joy comes because of Jesus and what he did for all of us, from the youngest to the oldest. And one of these days, we will be in heaven forever. And we will be with Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we will realize throughout all eternity the wonder of God's great gift to all of us as we gaze upon the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and get to sing his praises. And hopefully at that time, all of us will have trained voices, because mine would not sound out so well. But I look forward to that day when we get to be in his presence, never to leave. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more saying goodbye to loved ones we've enjoyed so many years of life with, but to be forever with Jesus. If you're here tonight and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, you have not yet accepted the reason of Christmas. It was God's gift, not of a babe alone, but a babe that would grow up without sin and then would suffer a death for all of us. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus did not die to make us good men. He died that we might have the righteousness of Christ to our heavenly account. Jesus Christ came because we were all lost without hope. We were in great darkness in every area of life. But a light shone, and his name is Jesus. And we can rejoice that we're no longer in darkness. We still have trials and tribulations in this life. But the Word of God says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
Amen.
As you sit here tonight with your family, we take this time to pause and thank Jesus for His coming to earth for us. We were not like the shepherds. We did not get to go to Bethlehem. But like the shepherds, we got to open up our heart to Christ and know Him as our Lord and Savior. It was a lowly birth. It was a lovely birth. But most of all, it was a life-giving birth. And they called His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. I'm so glad you joined us tonight as we reflect on the birth of our Savior. And if you don't know Christ, would you humbly open up your heart to Him? Would you just say, Jesus, I need You. I want You. I accept Your forgiveness. I believe in You by faith. Please take me to heaven one day. And just like that, He'll receive to the uttermost all that come unto God by Him. I don't know what your life has been like, but I know with Jesus, we all have a wonderful future awaiting us. And I'm looking forward to that one day when we can all be in His presence. In just a minute, Brother Vestal is going to come and he's going to sing. He's going to share with us what to do with those candles we have. And it's going to be a precious time as we see the light that's shared around this room. And that's a little bit of what Christ wants us to do with this wonderful message of Jesus. Take the light that we know and share Him with others, because the rest of this world is still in darkness so many places and in so many ways. But we who have the light can share with others the great hope of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for this time to reflect on the birth of Your Son. I thank You, dear Father, for the songs that we can sing, for all the things that are so meaningful to us as believers. But Lord, it is Your Son, our Savior, that we rejoice in and we praise You the most for, and the salvation we've experienced in Him. Lord, bless every home that gathers together, not just the homes of this room, but around this world, as Christians think about Your Son, their Savior, born in Bethlehem for our salvation. And Lord, help us rejoice that one day in heaven we'll be with You forever. And what a wonderful eternity is awaiting each and every one of us as believers. Lord, we thank You for this evening and for this time we have together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, you should have received a candle as you came in the auditorium this evening. And our ushers will be coming forward to light the candle on each of the end of the rows here coming down the aisle. And if you can help us by lighting the candle of the person beside you and then on and on down that row, we would greatly appreciate that. You're doing a great job. Thank you, ushers. Thank you so much. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices all night. Divine, all night, when Christ was born. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power more proclaim, his power and glory evermore proclaim. There, we're going to stand together and sing Silent Night. There are four verses. We're going to sing all of them. This will conclude our time together on this Christmas Eve service, candlelight service. On that last verse, we're going to sing it a cappella. The piano will back out. Let's join our voices on Silent Night. Ready? Silent Night. Holy Night. All is calm. Sleep in heaven.
Lord, at thy birth, Jesus.
We're going to get that first note of that next verse, the last verse, and we're going to sing that a cappella this evening. All right, let's try it together. Here we go. Ready?
Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light with the angels, let us sing. Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you that we can celebrate during this season of the year the birth of our Savior. It is a wonderful time. We cherish each and every part of it. We're so thankful, Lord, that we know that our Savior is the reason for this time of the year. We're thankful that we can come together, even on this Christmas Eve time when it can be quite busy, but we pause for a few moments here this evening, and Lord, we just want you to know that we know that Jesus is the reason for this Christmas time. And we praise your name. We thank you for our Savior. We thank you for those who we can spend time with during this time of the year. Friends, family, others that we are able to be together with, and even maybe shortly in the next few minutes have that opportunity. Lord, I pray that all that's done during this time of friends, family, fellowship would bring honor and glory to you. Because you deserve that, and that is our desire. Thank you for each and every one who've chosen to be here this evening. I pray your blessings and safety upon each one. And we thank you for this season. May we continue to celebrate the birth of our Savior through this entire time. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you do. Bless us, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for attending our candlelight service this evening. And you can blow those candles out carefully. Our ushers will collect those at each of the exits. And we hope that you have a Merry Christmas. God bless you. Have a great evening.